It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a tech-savvy royal family. Yes, yes, ever since the palace became Wi-Fi enabled, it's become so easy to use the Name Your Price tool on progressive.com.
I do agree, my queen. Simply telling it what we want to spend and seeing all our policy options, I'll send a screenshot to Duke.
The Duke of Kent?
No, my friend Duke. We're in a group chat together. LOL.
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Cubs are taking on the Pirates in Pittsburgh for a do-or-die NL Wildcard Showdown. We've got all the latest on this huge game, so keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. As the Cubs get ready for tonight's wild card game in Pittsburgh, GM Jed Hoyer discussed the construction of the playoff roster with Spiegel and Goff today.
We had the whole coaching staff involved, and then we sort of narrowed down to a handful of people. But, you know, one thing about clinching early, we've had plenty of time to talk through it. And it's unusual. You know, you have a one-game playoff, and you can set a roster for one game, so you know, you can leave some starting pitchers off and end up with more position players than you'd be able to have.
And now we have the Cubs lineup for tonight. In fact, we have both lineups, Fowler in center, Schwarber in right, Bryant in left, Rizzo cleans up, he's at first, LaStella at third, Castro at second, Montero catches, Russell is at short, and Jake Arrieta will bat ninth tonight. The Pirates lineup, which does not seem to be getting well-received in Pittsburgh right now, Polanco in right, Harrison at third, McCutcheon in center, Marte in left, Cervelli the catcher, Walker at second, Mercer at short, and here's the thing that's irritating everybody, apparently. Rodriguez is going to get the start at first instead of Pedro Alvarez. Aramis is out of the lineup, so Cole, who pitches for them, will bat ninth. So no Alvarez, no Aramis Ramirez in tonight's starting lineup for the Pirates. Also tonight, the Blackhawks championship banner will be unfurled at the United Center as the Hawks open their season tonight against the Rangers. Michael Roosevelt placed on extended IR today. Robbie Gould named Special Teams Player of the Week in the NFC as the Bears practice ahead of their game in Kansas City Sunday. Safety Demontre Hurst elevated from the practice squad. He is now active. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year and sales event going on now. And tune in to Joe Madden every Tuesday at noon with Spiegel and Goff. Brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer. 670 weather tonight, clear, low of 58. Showers tomorrow with a high of 77. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
Touchdown for the Bears.
James Big Cat Williams.
Strong offensive line, Big Cat Williams.
12-year NFL veteran.
James Williams.
You're talking about a guy.
6'7".
I mean, how would you go around that thing?
Pro bowler for your Chicago Bears.
Watch the big guy's arm come up right there and block it.
670 The Score football analyst.
I pulled up to the old house hall, got out of the limo. Dave McGinnis turned to Ditka and said, "Damn, that's the biggest kid in my life."
James Big Cat Williams.
Who else? Big Cat Williams.
With Boys and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 203 Chicago Sports Radio 670, the Score Boys at Bird City. We're going to break for the Cubs a second and talk a little football with one of our guys.
Big Cat Williams joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You can find him on Twitter as well, at JBigCatWilliams. And he's with us on the Score. What's up, James? How are you, man?
Terry, how are you guys today?
Well, we're doing well. We're doing better than the continual shuffling on the Bears' offensive line, although maybe it wasn't so bad.
Hey, man, you know, you got a bunch of young guys. You got to move them all over the place, see what they can handle, and see what they're capable of.
Well, what's it like during a game, especially that early, especially when a veteran center goes out with a broken leg, and then you've got moving parts and moving pieces and guys who are doing new jobs?
Well, you're already starting off the game with a left tackle that hasn't been in. It's his first time playing left tackle in Leno Jr., you know, but to have your starting center go down and have your left, you know, the best case scenario is actually what happened. You know, you have a guy playing in slots in all the games. You know, he's played that left guard position. He knows all the calls. He occasionally works on snaps in practice. You know, so you have a guy that's already mentally into the game and already mentally ready to move forward. You know, it's not like bringing a guy off the bench that wasn't, that was totally not expecting to play in the game. So, you know, your best case scenario comes through in having a guy that's already ready to play. You know, granted they bobble a few snaps, but, you know, that was your best case scenario. You bobble two and you only lose one. That is the best thing that you could have hoped for.
Yeah, I didn't think they played poorly. I didn't think they played great, but certainly not poorly. And Matt Forte was okay that day. And what is this now? Because we were trying to analyze the other day what this win really means for this team. Because it's not yaha, the Bears are here, but yet we've talked before about losing a locker room if you keep on losing. All these guys are going to say, why am I continuing to do this if we won? So from that standpoint, about keeping everybody's attention and making them happy, making them feel like a team again, the win is really important, right?
Well, yeah, it gives everybody a reason to buy in. You know, everybody, when you start off 0-3, or, you know, I was on the team to start off 0-4, you're just looking for that one reason to believe. You know, when you don't have a win under your belt, you know, you have no reason to believe. You can see yourself on film getting better. You can hear the coaches talk about getting better. But, you know, the true indicator is those wins under your belt. So to get that win under your belt, no matter how ugly it ever is, you know, it's still a win. And that's what you're fighting for every Sunday. So, you know, it's got to give them a little bit of incentive.
Did Leno play as well as I thought he did?
I thought he did. You know, we watched the game, and the one thing we were looking at early was to see how Leno punched. You know, first pass play of the game comes off. You know, he stabs the defensive end in the chest. You see the defensive end take a step backwards and have to gather himself. And, you know, we're sitting around getting ready for the postgame show, and it's like, you know, that was a heck of a punch from a guy who, you know, it's his first time at left tackle. You know, it was exactly what you wanted to see. So to see them go through the game and not have to hear his name called a bunch of times for a bunch of mistakes or, you know, do a bunch of things wrong, it was, you know, it was enlightening. It made me feel good about, you know, his chance.
Now, that dance that a tackle has to do isn't easy, because there are some guys who, if you know you've got to throw that punch, get off balance, and they get way too far forward. A really good pass rusher is also going to set that up. He's going to anticipate that. He's going to use it against him. He's going to wait till he fires his hands out, knows he has him forward, and then swim right by him. That he didn't, there wasn't a counter to that after. I know you wanted to see that early, because when you say that, my first thought is, yeah, whoever's on that side, Alden Smith or whoever, wants to say, okay, are you setting short against me? Are you just going to kick slide and try to ride me out? Or are you going to throw that punch? And even so, he was able to keep responding to any adjustments that were made without... I mean, there were a couple times that he got beat, which is going to happen, but it's not like he was clearly being set up by a veteran pass rusher.
Yeah, no. He had the ability to... One thing you look for out of a tackle is for a tackle to be able to deliver that punch and still be on balance. You know, a lot of young tackles have the tendency, you know, what we called it was not trusting your own strength. You know, you're a 300-pound guy. that can bench press over 400 pounds. You know, sit back, relax, stay balanced, and take a normal punch, just a relaxed punch, because that's more than enough, you know, to enough pressure to get a defensive lineman off balance. But when you don't trust in your own strength, you lean into the punch. You know, you try and take that lead step to get yourself a little more strength, a little more aggression into that punch. And a lot of times you don't need it because all it does is screw you up.
You know, and I think the other side that Kyle Long was good, too, because Khalil Mack, I mean, you had guys on the team.